No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business?
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. And welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM, brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, or Tokorapa Noa. And for sure tonight, God is going to make a change inside of your life. Don't be despair. Maybe you are depressed, suicidal, maybe you are a victim of witchcraft, or maybe you are having a sickness, an incurable disease, or you are listening to us from the prison, you are listening to us from the hospital, maybe you're on a sick bed, maybe you're hopeless and you have nowhere else to turn to. You have found yourself in a dead end where you have not found any way of turning. But God is that way for you to follow. If God say yes, no one can say no, regardless of the problems and the life that you are living. Just give God a chance. Maybe you're holding your head, you have been trying many ways, you have tried people to help you, but no one intend to help you. God is the help. God is the help. That's why we are here on Eagle FM, always from 9 to 10 in the evening, every Tuesday night and every Thursday night. And we are going to bring to you, to your heart, a word of faith, one word tonight in the program that will be spoken, one word that you're going to take, and definitely God is going to change your life. I'm not alone in the studio. I have here by my side Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwood. Good evening, Pastor Festus, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl, and good evening, Namibia. Ano program awa ye oyohoye tero alu she kongreka yu inwesa che chamo Igor FM ha ye kwa alu kila momepo. Owu jite wafini ni kwa. Owu jite ongela mwenye oye ya fayashu na koni ma. Owu jite wafa uye nuna kiwa. Owu jite wafa wadalewe uluhepo ilo wadalewa ukumona ikuna ahawe. Openo mito yoku jamo mongalo yo uli ye fini niko. Ongalo yoku, yoto diladira kushuna konima, ongalo to diladira no kulijipa ya kulikufo mwenyo, shashipa mwe iho kofana ufiku, onangala topondwa. Ohu, homo nini ma ilo hu duini ma, ta yende komba dayu mbolo e, ovene, mwenyo mwenye kudite na washashi, ini mo ichili fi. So, openo omito yoku jamo, momo ujua e, shoto shakeneki. Ini maayo alushenge gatu ya mo programa aku o hatu kwe tele eho kololo lo no ali tamono ikuna nga shove ndele kalunga temku famo mujua fapo so tashi chikucha keshe tu o tamono mito kwe njo nga mwenye ayiku kalunga ini maisho yo teika nine monta lai so ngene o talo pulo nikidoka kopiko eko meva o shishike kulo programa ayi o hatu kwe tele me ilikano yono hona tango ngenge ou dite o haro kupo piano nu ou ta drugu kuvatera u jamo mujuo te kupo ongati yo kujamo so ototu dengre ne kono no ngo di ono la no hetatu ono la bavari ombali bavari ona tu batatu nonano.
Yes, you can also call the toll free number at 0800 223335. This is a free number. We call it toll free because it's just for you to pick up the phone and call. You that is hopeless, you that is having an incurable disease, maybe you are having a pain right now, a pain that is unbearable, a pain that is not able to stop. You have this pain, you have this sickness now for 10 years, for 5 years, for 3 years, and you have gone to many places looking for help, but your problem is not changing. Give God a chance. Give God an opportunity to help you. Maybe you're suffering from depression. Maybe you have this depression now for here come and here go. and you have been suffering from this depression, or maybe you're a victim of witchcraft, like we heard last week, the testimony of Demetrius, who suffered. He suffered at a young age when he had spiritual attacks. Maybe you are suffering as well with these spiritual attacks. You are unable to sleep during the night. You need to leave the light on. The moment you switch off the light, you have been attacked. Well, you can give God a chance. Maybe you have suicidal thoughts. You have tried, attempted many times of wanting to take your own life. Please, please don't end your life. You don't need to end your life. What you need to do is to give God a chance. Yes, you can call. Call now the toll-free number and speak to someone. Speak to someone that can be able to help you. Because that's why we are here every Tuesday night, Thursday night, from 9 to 10 in the evening, giving to your heart a word of faith so that you don't need to take your life. You need to give your life to God. Maybe you are anxious, or maybe you are suffering from an addiction. You're addicted to chemicals, addicted to alcohol. You are never sober. Every single day, every single night, you need to consume alcohol under the influence of alcohol. Well, you need to give God a chance. Pastor Festus, there are many people who are suffering from depression. Many people that is listening to us now, maybe they have locked themselves in the house, don't want to talk to nobody. Maybe this person don't want to talk to nobody. She does not want help from nobody. But God is there to help. And God wants to take this person out of this state that they are in. They don't need to suffer. That's why the program is called Stop Suffering. They are suffering. They have to stop. Maybe this person is in prison. It doesn't matter the crime that this person has committed. God can give him a second chance. God say, I forgive their sins and I remember no more. So when God gives someone a second chance, he doesn't remember their sin or what they have done years back. The past remained the past with God. And God wants to give this person a new page, a brand new life. What they need to do is just to call upon him. He's available. He's just waiting for this person.
That's it. So, on me poe finjilo pedro madiladjilo, ilo me poe fininikolo madiladjilo, o yo moshi inglisha tu ufana kucha, o zige, o depression. Oshi mashi mwapun goku shiva po shishi kucha, kese asike oshi matashi fininiko ngara mwenyo ilo tashudifa na yo ngara mwenyo, kuchu yehame uyehame kese, o uno me po irikoni ma, o me po yo ya peo eke dina kucha, TB ilo oshike o me pray kirgonima non kalo o me poyo ya momove non kalo ompo me po oyo kalunga ta druku kufam chacho etamo hae nengono ka satana hae nengono satana we tomu ya hame chacho u ya me keso na satana konima ono me penya ta konima so ongene ngengo bo akufeto kololoye okuyanjo ngala munyo we kukalunga ongasha ikaba ta beshi okolola nena otoka pikina no kuri no meokolo la timo te usha nena kucha opo ama nguruke usho o kakwali hakofa ndo kweki haluke ike toke shudana wa so omepoyo ya jamo mwe so kucha no mepe ya shike oyomo ulodi oyoma fingo shama abe wa enjo ngala mwenye we kukalunga shishiva kucha omepoyo mo ngala mwenye wote ikanamu.
Mm-hmm. What did you say, Pastor Festus?
I'm saying that every spirit,
yeah,
like an example, Every sickness, there is a spirit behind.
Yes.
It's just a name you know, but in the same way, it's a spirit that enter your body. But that spirit was from the devil.
The evil forces.
Yeah, evil forces.
Yeah.
If you give your life to God, the same way the spirit enter, in you there comes a good spirit, which is for you to be happy, mm-hmm. not for you to suffer anymore.
Okay. So, dear friend, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Give now a call. Call the toll-free number. The number is 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. That's the number, the toll-free number. You can call. We are going to be here with you the whole hour. Okay, the whole hour. Shortly, we are going to share the testimony of Demetrius, how God have transformed and how God have changed his life. He was a victim of witchcraft. It started at a young age, but he managed to find help. And you can also find help. Remember, we are going to open the lines after the testimony. And in the end of the program, we are going to pray. Yes, we are going to pray. You can prepare a glass of water, prepare a bottle of water next to your radio, next to your device. Maybe you're listening to us from the internet, from a computer or from a cell phone, a smartphone, or maybe it's a radio. Yes, you can prepare a glass of water. And we are going to pray for the water. And indeed, if you're unable to sleep during the night, tonight you are going to sleep well. I determined in the name of Jesus, you are going to sleep well. You don't need to leave your light on. No. You don't need, like Demetrius, this Tuesday he spoke, he even left the Bible open, but nothing happened. And maybe you leave your Bible open next to your bed or under your pillowcase, but situations even become worse. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to allow this curse to have any effect on your life. Give God a chance. Call now the toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. That is the toll-free number. You can call, you can pick up the phone and call. God is not on holiday, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
God is not on holiday. God is available right now, right here, and he wants to help this person.
Wherever this person is right now, God is there. Kalunga kulipa mwenave, kalunga kerime fudo. Ahawe. O vai katelela uningeli nyengo eli nyengo le itavelo opone ikumi falonga ya etu imono mongala munyo.
God is here to help this person. So dear friend, give a call. Start now. If you give the first step, God is going to give the second step. So you act. If you act, God will react. So act now. Pick up the phone. Show an action. Pick up the phone and call. Right, Pastor Festus. This person just need to take the first step. Maybe this person have been complaining. Nobody's helping him. Nobody's helping her. But God wants to help this person. What they need to do is to give the first step.
If you are just keeping quiet, it's like when you are sitting down or standing, you look at your shadow. It's not moving. But when you move, it also moves. So this is the same way. God is a reaction. He acts according to your action.
Yeah. So, my friend, my dear friend, please take the first action. Take the first action. Take your phone. That's why the call is for free. Or Charlie, just for you to pick up and dial the number. You can dial now. Take your phone and dial. Dial 0800-22-3335. Right, Pastor Festus?
No. To tu dengere kono mola yungoji. Ono la no hetatu. Ono la vavali. Ombali vavali. Ona tu vatatu. Nonano. Ongo joyo to dengele. Ongo dio shali. Kuchakuna kosha kongo joe. Ove denga ashike. Nonge ngo kunasha kongo joe. Itakudisha. Shashu ngo joyo shali. Afutu anale.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is that you are going to call to is already paid.
Yeah, so they can call now. Paife, paife.
Yeah, paife, paife.
Yeah, no. All right, so we are going to go to the testimony of Demetrius. Good evening, Demetrius, and welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM.
Good evening, Pastor.
All right. So last week, Demetrius, you were just brushing by your testimony. You spoke that you were suffering from a young age, right?
Yes.
Spiritual attacks. Something would always happen, strangling you on the neck every single night. And you also hear things moving in the house, etc. Just to go through it again, and then you're going to conclude on what you did in order for your life to change.
Yes, Pastor.
For those who are perhaps for the first time, maybe you're listening to us for the first time and you don't know yet the testimony of Demetrius, he's just going to brush through, going through it, and then you're going to hear the conclusion on what he did in order for his life to change.
Yes, Pastor. It started at a very young age when I started suffering from witchcraft, and the situation continued as I was growing. I could hear voices on the roof, noises coming from the floor, and I could even hear a lot of noises even during the day when I go in the room or during the night. Anytime I could suffer from this witchcraft that caused me also to have depression. And at the later stage, I have to leave the school because the situation was too much and I was very depressed and lost hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you would even leave the Bible open, but things would even become worse.
Yes, because I was trying to see which way I can solve out this situation by getting advices where I would use. Sometimes I put the Bible under my pillow, and also using the mirrors, using water, anything I would hear. To
advice from people,
advice from family members as well, that try this, probably it will help you, or the witchcraft to, once it see this, to disappear or to not come to you. But the situation didn't change, it continues,
even become worse.
It even become worse.
And you suffered for how long, Demetrius?
I cannot count the year, because as I grow up, that's how I was until I came to the church. Yes,
Pastor. You're suffering for quite a long time.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. And how did you heard about the church? How did you, where did it started for you to come to the church?
Yes, when I shared that there was a time I left school, and my parents decided, no, you can go back to school, you can't stay down. When I came back, a friend of mine started talking to me about the church. Yes. And I recall one day, it was a different day, he was talking to my friend and he was explaining about the chain of prayers, one of the chain of prayers that is taking place at the church. I've listened very well, although he was talking just to my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
After a week, I've decided, let me go and check to go to his house, and if he can go with me at the church, probably my situation can change. Mm-hmm. If I go to church.
And then you began to go to church.
I begin to go to the church.
And then the first day when you came to church, how was it?
Yes, when
did your life just changed automatically, like the moment you step in the church and you sit in the chair, your life just began to change like automatically, or you needed to take an action?
No, Pastor. Arriving in the church, I was welcomed and received by the servants of God that prayed for me also and guided me through the chains of prayers that I need to take in the church. Like, because my situation was of witchcraft, they advised me to make chains of prayers.
Like
Friday.
The church is every day, from Monday to Sunday, everywhere. From Monday to Sunday, the church is open. So they say, you can choose some of the days.
Yes, Pastor.
And which days did you choose?
I started with a Friday, since my situation was about witchcraft, where there was a chance of prayer of deliverance, and I would come also on Wednesday and as well as on Sunday. Yes, Mr.
Mm-hmm. Sunday and Friday.
Fridays and Wednesdays. Yes.
And what happened?
Coming to the church, I've started also now, according to the guideline that I received, I started receiving prayers and started also using my faith according to the word of God. And through that process, my life started to change, and I got free through the chains of prayers that I was making.
Mm-hmm. And then you took a decision to change, right? To give God a chance, to offer your life to God.
Yes, Pastor. After that, my deliverance, I have to understand that I have to give my life to God for my life to change completely.
Mm-hmm.
To surrender my life, my will, and for God's will.
The voices that you heard, you needed to shut it down.
Yes, Pastor.
And only to hear God's word.
Yes, Pastor.
Now you practice what was written in the word of God.
Now I practice what is the word of God says.
Because before, you just have the Bible open next to your bed.
I just had the Bible next to my bed, and I don't understand it so long to adjust there. With assuming that it could protect me, just being there, but I didn't have the word of God.
And the evil forces will still keep on attacking you.
Every day, day and night.
But since you came to church and you start putting the word of God into practice, is where your life began to change.
It's where my life began to change.
There was something that you were speaking about. How did you come to find out that you can be able to sleep well from there?
I remember because I was a student, I would sleep with my light on. But one particular day, when I was busy with just my laptop and my books, I fell asleep without
during the night
without switching on the light, only to realize it's already around 2 to 3 o'clock and the light was still off and nothing happened to me, so I was free.
You were not grabbed on the floor.
I was not grabbed. Nothing disturbed me. I was even amazed.
Is where you saw that you really changed.
Is where I saw that the deliverance I took part in, my life.
Uh-huh. And perhaps, friends, you have been trying to solve your problem by the strength of your arm, right, Pastor Festus? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people, they try to solve problems by themselves, by the strength of their own arms. Mm-hmm. Or they hear people's advice, oh, do this. The witchcraft will go, or do this, the nightmares will go. Things even become worse. But we are telling them now that if they call upon God, God is going to answer them. Mm-hmm. God is going to make a change inside of their life, mm-hmm. regardless of the problem, regardless of the situation that they are going through. That's why we are calling this topic. It says like this, He will be with you. He will not leave you. Not forsake you. God does not forsake nobody. God does not leave nobody. What this person needs to do is just to call upon Him. Mm-hmm. And God is not going to forsake them. Don't fear. Don't fear. God will be with you like God is with Demetrius. Now you don't have fear anymore.
I don't have fear anymore.
God never forsake you since the day that you changed. It was which year, by the way?
It was 2013.
2013?
Yes, Pastor.
And now we are in 2024.
Yes.
How many years have passed?
It's now 11 years passes now. This is the 12th year.
And no more nightmares.
No more nightmares.
No more grabbed on the throat.
No more grabbed on the throat.
You are having how can I say ombili now?
I undin ombili paife.
You have peace.
I have peace.
Peace inside of you.
Peace inside.
No more of being afraid of darkness.
I was no longer afraid of darkness.
Family, they are not having any more mental problem.
No more, Pastor. I think after a year, in 2014,
uh-huh.
So my family stopped complaining about witchcraft, and some of them is where they started following me.
Really?
Yes, Pastor.
Really? Through your prayer?
Through my prayer.
Your household was safe?
Was safe.
Because you believe?
Because I believe.
Huh?
Yes, Pastor.
Like Paul and Sela say to the man that was caught at the prison guard, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved, you and your household. So now you and your household is safe.
Yes, Pastor.
You have peace.
I have peace.
No more victim of witchcraft.
No more witchcraft. No more depression. No more fear.
Uh-huh.
I am free.
Now Jesus is number one in your life.
Jesus is number one in my life, Pastor.
Uh-huh. And what can you say to those out there who is suffering the same? Opcha, ushivambu.
Okokukia, sho ndia kongereka, karungo kwa manguru anje, ko mauro di, no ko mathindaga, no ko madiradiro, ngo kaga adhi kwa getu hapo, umoro mbepo njika ho mauro di, no ondainda manguruka, osho ndarungitha eitaro janje mongereka, o chiko reake wiriko njoka ndapewa, no kurungitha o aishie mjoka, ano, eitaro, ondainda manguruka, no paife, o ndirinda manguruka thiru, no family anja kwa nizimo enje uria manguruka, koma upia kadingaka, nga adhikuwa ndata tuata arela.
Mm-hmm. So kucha, uwaya njo ngana mwenye wegu kalunga.
Eno.
Koni mwaya njo ngana mwenye wegu kalunga. Mm-hmm. Omu ulo joa jamo nomo wakwa nizimo voi.
Oma uro dagesho kathiga po akwa nizimo ya nje.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ushenda nga helipi opo uimone kucha peife nga hawa manguru kilila?
Dari no kurisho ndia ndiri kongereka skutandi dhimburu kwe skurimwe ndaindi meumbo ndiri ndi pia kidea ni nyanga zaro enjoy o skora ndaki ya deke ndakotha ndaki ya danda kotha nda dhimbu anoe kuchiane chitongeno handi kandikara ina andi tema ano ko orucheno chashika kwa handi vuru karandiri momira uru ashike ndaki ya deke ndakotha ndakapendu kapombari nondatu nde kapwe penana ndo mapia gano gachano nda dhimbu la kuchia dike nkonda karunga ano satano kwa thika ponkara mwenye wa njeka penawe o mapono kero nocho.
Oku japo atameke kito kufana wana.
Oku zampoko ndanda tamiko kotha nda fuhana na kape na ulando mapia.
Kape na wajo lambate itema.
Kape na ora mbate itema.
Uh-huh. Now you are converted, you are changed.
Now I'm converted, I'm changed, Pastor.
All right, so what God has done in your life? Can you tell us?
Yes, Pastor. God has given me peace and has blessed also other areas of my life. business now, and I'm also married.
Oh, you are married.
I'm married, and I'm the first one to get married in my entire family. No, none of them get married. I got married when I came to the church. I'm the first one.
Amen. I see your wife sitting next to you here.
Yes, Pastor.
All right. So God have changed your life completely.
God have changed my life completely.
Amen. Praise God. And what are you doing for the living?
Pastor, for now I run two private college.
Yeah. Oh, you have a college?
Yes, Pastor. Yeah, in Commerce region and as well is in Ochozonjupa region.
Really?
Yes.
This you conquer through the power of faith?
I conquer this through the power of faith that I've learned when I came to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So your life is going from victory to victory?
Yes, Pastor.
But first, you had peace.
I have peace.
God inside of you.
Yes, Pastor.
First, you seek for the kingdom of God.
Yes, I seek for the kingdom of God first.
And all God have given to you.
Yes, Pastor.
And what can you say to those out there who are suffering the same situation that you are suffering?
For all those who are suffering the same situation I suffered before, what they have to do is to come to God and surrender their life to God, and God to set them free and will change their life completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, dear friend, you heard. If you would like to speak to Demetrius, he's from our branch in Okuringava, Stop and Shop, there in Okuringava. If you would like to talk to him, he will be there, available to counsel you like tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to be there at the church, right?
Yes, Pastor, I'll be there. I'll be there, Pastor, Stop and Shop.
Maybe what time, maybe, if you would like to have counseling?
I'll be there, Pastor, from 5:30. For 6 p.m. service, I'll be the pastor.
Is it?
Yes, Pastor.
So if you'd like to speak to Demetrius, he's going to be there. If you'd like to talk to him on privately what he did. But he speak now openly that he used his faith. He wanted to change and he needed to change. And you can also change. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to go through all what you're going through. You just need to open up your heart and give God the chance. And God is going to change your life. You're going to have a peaceful night. You're not going to have problem of nightmares, of witchcraft, or pain, or panic attacks, or suicidal thoughts, or having the means of go to drink, or smoke, or use drugs, or chemicals. No, you don't need. You don't need. After God changed somebody, the person's life changed. When the Son of God set a person free, the person will be free indeed. The same way God has set free Demetrius, God can also change and set you free. Just give him a chance, an opportunity, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Wapungu ashike kuyanjo mito kukalunga, unga ashike akufamo, Timoteo shamongalo mwalieli, na aveo kalungo te kukufamo. Ino mona ihuna melimwe, neneno, ahawe, kufongatu, ndieto katuko ngatu yoe, to denge peifenga hatu, to denge kono malayongo jin, ono lano hetatu. Ono la vavari, on bali vavari, on atuvatatu no nano. Opo, otomo non omito e pukululo, kwa mo unanandu mbada. Ino tila o vino tilifwa, ahawe, otekufana, kalunga koe, ahala kumangulonga la munyoe.
That's why we are saying, God says, Pastor Festus, he will be with you. He will be with you. God is with Demetrius, right, Demetrius?
Yes, Pastor.
God is with you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Have God forsaken you in these 10 years, Demetrius?
No, Pastor.
Have God leave you?
No, Pastor. He always with me. He is with me.
Every single day?
Every single
every
day.
Every hour?
Yes, Pastor.
Everywhere you go?
Everywhere I go.
God yes, never leave you?
He never leave
you. So, dear friend, God will also not leave you. Just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. He will never leave you. He will be with you all the way, regardless of what comes your way. God will be with you all the way. Just give him a chance. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to drink in order for you to forget about the problem. You don't need to smoke for you to forget about the problem. You don't need to go to gamble. Maybe you are just going to gambling house, thinking that you're going to find something. But you end up finding sadness. Disappointment, because there you spend all what you work for, all the money you work for the whole month, and you have children that you need to support.
Going in the life of lucky.
Yes. And this doesn't change nobody. Your life is just becoming worse and worse and worse. Please, dear friend, please If you can just call upon him, God is going to answer you. We are going to go shortly, it's about 1 minute. We are going to go into a break, but we are going to come back with the word of God. You can prepare your Bible already. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. After this break, we are going to read a Bible scripture. A Bible scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. And you're going to hear. You're going to hear what God say. He will be with you. So do you want to? You want God to be with you? Give him a chance. Give him a chance. After this break, in 15 seconds, we are going to be back with the Word of God. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Because tonight, one word will be spoken that is going to change your life.
Uchane uthi woye uthike peni. Okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa. Kongera kayo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura ora dioyoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo usiku kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
Listen to Igor FM in Lud
18. The word of God
says like this, for Gwetu. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He is the one that goes before you. He will be with you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. I'll read again. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. The problem is, Pastor Festus, is that many people think that God will leave them in the middle of nowhere. They think that God will just leave them, abandoning them. But God does not leave nobody. If someone can just give him a chance and not be dismayed, God will be with this person forever. Right, Pastor Festus?
Mm-hmm. So, over and over, have people that are talking to Kalunga can get the Pamwe Nami. Ngengo to Chikucha Kalunga Kweke the Pamwe Nave, Ove Uheri Pamwe Nave, Nae. Shashi kalungo tati mombi beri, membo la Deuteronomy, ovelisho ni milongo, ilo onopolo ni milongo natune imwe, ovelisho onihe tatu tati, mombi beri teiti. No mweme, oteku tetekele, ye, otakala nave, ye, itekwefa, Ndele, itekufi ipo, ino tila, ino haluka. Mbibeli teichi kuchana, omwene, takala pamwenave, itekwefa. Ye kalungo shuweli nga kuchana, kesho utayanjo ngana mwenye ya ekuye, kalungi ihe mfipo, ihe mwefa, shapon no uye mwene, oeta fipo kalunga. Ngengo nda fipo kalunga, nena alu anjikala manjiki. Ashike ngengo ndiri pamwe na kalunga kange. Kalunga kange itefangi. I'm saying, Pastor. Many people, they think like this. God is not with me. But as long as one give his life to God, God already spoke saying, he will not leave you. He will be with you. He will not forsake you. That is it. Unless the person himself leave God. But if he's decided to be with God, God will be with this person forever.
Mm-hmm.
A choice is for a person. If a person leave God, God have nothing to do.
Yeah.
But if the person give his life to God, he will be always be there for the life of that person.
Exactly. That's why before we take this call, I also have Pastor Sean in the studio. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, listeners.
Pastor Sean, we are talking about the Lord God say. He's the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
Yes, indeed, Pastor. You see, even in Malachi, the Bible says, return to me, because God has never left. Why will the Bible says, return to me? It's because he is not the one that left. People leave God like the prodigal son. He left the father's house. And when he wanted help, he had to come back. So God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. The problem is we leave God. We go and do what we want. And if we need help, the door is open. The invitation is there. Return to me and I'll return to you. So God is just waiting for those who feel that God left them, because the devil is lying to them saying, God left you. God never left you. You and I might have left God at a certain stage in our lives, but God is waiting for you to come back. Easy as that, Pastor.
Exactly. That's why we have the toll-free number, and the church is open 7 days a week, from 6 until 8, 7 in the evening. So what you need to do, dear friend, is just to give God a chance. That's why I'd like to open the lines now. If you can call in, the line in the studio is 0832-884-01. You can call now the line here in the studio. I repeat, 0832-884-01. This is the line here in the studio. Or you can call the toll-free number at 0800-22-335. That is the call center in the church. We have one caller online. Good evening on Eagle FM. What up on our umeme? Okay. We lost that call, but you can keep on trying. Now the lines are open in the studio. You can call in if you would like to include the name of a loved one, a friend, family in the prayer book. We have one caller. Good evening, call on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Okay.
Okay.
Memo kwa hala tu mwili kanene kombinga ashe kongulo shone na.
Oh, tatondi na uju.
Mhm.
Ndi na uja ka jenne ne sa tondi di kwa ika mulu kula ngali sota le hamaike.
Mhm.
Amo ndi na uja ka diwa ku kala na shimari wa monja te yang shake and damano shimari wa nanti ki hanga ike hindi video ipari na kanti ki shirongi sa ike ko problem na rahanga ke.
Mhm.
Ondi no uno na wange tau kala shega wai ko ilonga hita uni tau inga mo ilonga hita ulongo ilonga hito to ota wini ngwa ike lebaho nao pari te nukuyo nina ni oliva gali bajam mo ilonga to tatu mpui wai gopolisi.
Mhm.
Ndee tatonda hala wini kane nekonti mutia kati mene alika nina kepo mwenye umbole.
O hatu shitula mome ilikano ne umbole hatu litula mome ilikano meme?
Ya mwini naro kana kipo kake tulipa ngena kuseliku itaka ende.
Okay, edina lako olirie tukature mwembolo me ilikano? Edina loka ano olirie? Okay. Aba babali bakufa mu milonga?
Baba bakufa mu milonga muna gereza.
Okay.
Na otiri.
Okay. Longi kiduta loka kopiko e komeva?
Watati.
Ino japo pala dio,
Ewa.
Yaro.
All right. So you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-884-01. That is the call. We have one caller. Caller, good evening on Eagle FM. What up on our meme? Put that
there.
Omwa, talk it up on our meme. Memota, denge ku Japan nedina la olirie?
Edina ku Japan nante ino letisia.
Okay. Me letisio atu kuiri kanini shike kombinga shike mufi kuwane na?
Andi, kanini dine ngolo tadzivele.
O, ne ngolo tadzivele.
Dine mbuda.
Yewa.
Amejina ngumbo lango na lalapi ya na kono na wangyo wena ike ike fimbo wale jenge na tabi ipo kyo jenga ina ina ya ikenda.
Mm-hmm.
Amejina katukuliko nina kono kene tura na mungi ya kende.
Okay. Edina lo katekuluko yoko kene tura na mungi ya kendo lirie?
Kosa isa.
Okay. Watu ntula mwembolo melikano. Memo kwa longi kita naloka kopika yoko meva? Ulipa mwenye wa mwevo mwa kwa nejimo wa epe ife nga opo?
Upeme kune nare mtekuluwa ngele nyari shiweji mwishimba.
Ok. Inanji ya popo la juu eni? Mwalo wa shike kile ulo lopolo gama ya tuka ninginyo meilika nupamu.
Uwa.
Yalua.
Thank you.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. That is the call. We have one caller.
Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. We're up on our.
Yeah, and
Yaro.
Oh, ma, to kill up on our tate.
Not that.
Tato, tat, then you could jump in the dinner, did you?
Oh, Herman, no, didn't come over and look around with Hirokashanago and Dugago.
Okay. Oh, to go, Ilikan in a combing as she kept Mongolo Jonina.
Dina go see my city come up to Tango, Shabatashendo.
Shabatashend.
No, me and Golongo.
Okay. Oh, how long you kidana loca copico comeva?
No, Gina Jangova, you know, me, Mario.
Okay.
And they don't know him, Maranga. I do Gokana, so she did Mala. Toka Maneko Kiuka, the Arab of Long in Mando Shiria.
No, Mepro Quanon.
Mepro Quanon number, and this is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Long Kidoka copico comeva?
We have been alaba.
Kehulo Pologama to can get no medicano pam. No Java, Jure.
All right, you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. We have one caller.
Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on our meme?
Okay. Lukasha tu kuili kwa kumbinga ashikeni na?
Ndio nchi kazinga na marasa ndio kwa mtani ni na sisi mata chaji kwa chupa munga. Ili mwenzi wa na hivyo kwa mtani ni meroni na mwagari kwa mtani kwa mtani shunga bina inango cha hivyo shulika mwenyezi kwa mtani kwa mtani kwa mtani.
Okay. Ini mayongala mwenye hai hulile mwenye ngwe. Okay. So, walongi kitoka kupikwe kwa mevanale?
Andi garonki la paisendi.
Okay. Shashi ken ke hulolo programa yi. Watu kan ngenyo meili kano pamu. Ino japo pola jo e.
Ewa. Tamu.
Yalo.
All right. So you can call, you can keep on calling. Try again. Call here the toll friend, the studio here at 0832-888-401. We have one caller.
Caller, good evening on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Otoato kilo pomi mo mato kilo pona wa. Me mota denge kuja pende dina la olili.
Me mota denge kuja koma kango dina la mendisi.
Koma kango. Okay, me ndesho atu kuiri kana ni kombinga ashike kongulo shoni na.
So tamo ndar pindi ari kana le umboleti. Muno me pe malo du ova ni. Se mi kon na dimo tasano sage mo ku ke mo vanu ni makuru munu muno.
Okay. Ova. O unapo va muevo va kwane dimo voeve li pamwina avopo. Okay, walongi kidana lo kanjini kenyu kome ilo kakopi? Ewa. Wa hatu keiri kane ni mbolo ino na japo pala jo eni?
Ewa,
All right, you can keep on calling. Call the studio, you can call the studio in. We have one caller.
Good evening caller, on Eagle FM. Wala po nawa?
Watu kilo po tato. Okay. O teoria ta denge no ta denge kujapeni?
Ide kujamondangwa.
Denge kujamondangwa?
Edina. Shomongula.
Shomongula atu kuili kanene kombinga ashikene na?
Ta uli kanene mbele tuli kalena.
Uli kalena wa?
Uli kanene.
Uli.
Onda uli kanene. Tate kuwange tavele ngo maji.
Okay.
Ndawe ilikane me kuwange tavele ngolo.
Okay. Me kuwe na tate kuwe umadina havo lili ye?
Tate useva.
Nameme?
Name ndai.
Okay.
Ndala ilikane na tate kuwange akareke tamu mawebi.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
alongi kita nao kakopikoe komeva? Yalo, nan japo pola adjo eni? Koni mwa polo gama atu ken ngilo meilikano. Ewa.
Alright, you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. There's the call here in the phone here in the studio. Or you can call the toll-free number at 0800 3335. We're going to go in a break in about 1 minute, 15 seconds, but we'll be back with to open the lines again for you to call in. But you can get your phone ready. Begin to call now already if you can at 0832-888-401. You're right, Pastor Festus. They can call, right?
Yes. To dengelo mo studio kona mola ngo di onola no hetat no natu ombali no na no hetat veli va vatatu one onola noimu.
And is the toll free number is also a free number, right?
Yes. Onomola etu ngo di o eyo shali eyo yongeleka oto tu dengele kona onola no hetatu onola vavali ombali vavali onatu vatatu. No, no, no.
Yeah. So just pick up your phone and call. We are going to be back after this break.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opo yue.
We are back. We have one caller. Good evening.
Caller on Eagle FM. Wala opo nawa?
Mwato kilo opo nawa
tate.
Tato tata denge kuja peni nidina la ulirie.
Tate Andrew Amadira.
Andrew Amadira tata denge kuja peni.
Kuza mo angwe nama.
Okay. O hatu kuili kanene kumbinga ashike kongulo shone na?
Tato ndino problema man.
O uno problema ashike nga ho?
Andi vele kombu dana inshanga ndarongo paiko kebuka shona.
Mm-hmm.
Andi ya kombu da.
Mm-hmm.
O shikwa o. Onda hari ilonga ndo kiye pina ndi ilonga nande.
Mm-hmm.
De oh ndiri mo tsaka bin o family ni harange na tango ine kwa kala sho ndiri mo problema o shi ndiri mo tsaka zo ne 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 ngono dishe.
Okay, itave lo mwene kaunga ko e mo ma ujua e sho to popio po o tapuka kale fi kuli mwe toka dila dila nde na pangu wetu mwe omwo sho longi kitoka kopi ko e komeva o pone no no japo pola dio e sha shi ko hilo lo programa kwa tuka ningenyo melikano pamwe.
O family ni harange ino kutengana ni mwaka ngwe kuhuicho kwa hindi nime problema siko pe zina zio proswa kishine kuchashike shiripo ni e problema di hapo na ya hali dira dira madira dira mapu kano kuri chero mke mena wukifateni
oshungwa nditi kucha haa e problema adi shio duwe tene nado otaku kakale fikuli mweto dira dira kucho diri peni adi sheka jipo vali
ya
ove longi feike itavelo loe kufoka kopi goe komeva shashwa tue kuningilo meilikano.
Mm-hmm.
No japo pola dio.
Yaro, so you can keep on calling in the studio. The lines are open. Call now at 0832-888-401. We have one caller.
Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. What up now, Meme?
What up now, Tato? Denge kuja pen nedina la olirie.
To
denge kujila kombae. O hatu kuili kanene kombinga ashike kongulo shonena
aya tate gonara muili kanene utekora wanyo yemosu wako pomu ye yabimo gani ngembuti menu wawana tate wakanyana ukako narema kutiki yabimo wali kawo ya la muili kanene mbwa pobepo yuwa yoko ya kwambo.
Ok, namba wane jinalo wacho lidye
onda yuno singete.
Ok, o vate kuluvu eva vali ya majina avo lidye.
Nae ni nao siya na napoluso.
Ok. O hatu vatula mbolo meilikano?
Ye watate.
Ino japo pola diyo yo velongi kitoka kupiko yko mewano na tango?
Ye watate.
Yalo.
Yaro, so you can keep on calling. Call now the studio at 0832-888-401. We have one caller.
Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. Ura po nawa?
Ye watate.
Ota toke lopo mimo, mwa toke lopo nawa?
Eh.
Okay, mimi mota denge kuja pende dina la uliye.
Anti denge kuja kona njaba dina langa me launa.
Oto denge kuja kona njaba me launa tu kuili kana ni kumbinga ashikeni na.
Oh, ndi nukusha kadeni mangi tayende na mangala mnyo ngashita ifenyo kwa andi diko station akeke pironga manji andi jipeke puneko disagreement paifadi diko station akati yudite nongo nangenyi vacha anu imali washota milonga nde paifadi chimo ndaka andiko station andentele wajanua mungu langeno tashina kwa anu waka ningengo keisha mala onda halanga muka fe nge muilika nenge mushipungulule
ok watu jitula mumeilika no
Hewa
tate. Itavela.
Hewa tate.
Unga la mwenye yote hule te ya melundruko. So, walongi kitana la kakopiko yeko meva?
Aye.
Ok. Longi kitoka kakopiko yeko meva, uponeo hatu kairika neno meva weo, ove toka longi fe itavelo loe.
Hewa tate.
Inoja popo la jio e, shashiki kukulo lo polo gama hatu kani ngeo meilikano.
Hewa tate. Thank you.
Yaron, so you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401 with one caller.
Caller, good evening, Onikla FM, what up on our? Hello?
What
up, Tate? What up, Tate? What up, Tate? What up, Tate?
What up,
Tate? What up, Tate? What up, Tate? What up, Tate? What up, Tate? Okay, me nangula atu kuhiri kani nekombika ashikeni na?
Onjine kwa problema, sana kenda imo nekwa tafano na mati,
wata
afie ngepo.
Na
kituise nga onjine telo ndeseke kende lipo pepo mate kwa fatu wapo. Otangwa ino ukile nge kete ulange nai. Ame, ya ndiko feke nande nande. Ama ndika lange nande lesa ndibeli, nende ndika lengo onjina unkumo, ndesiko jima apu yike sikulime kende nende ndibeli.
Okay. O alongi kidana loka kopiko yeko meva? Ok. Ino japo pola adio e. Watu keku ingilo meilika no. Kalungo tak kalungi kumifalonga ae nale. Ove oyo we mwine kelela. Moku tu dengela mwana adio nga. Ewa mim.
Alright. You can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. We're one caller.
Good evening caller. Onikla FM. What up on our?
Otu ato kilo po memo mato kilo po na wa? Memo ta denge kuja pen ne dinala olirie?
Ndilipo kapya?
O ulipo kapya dinala olirie?
Nerago?
Me nila o hatu kuiri kanene kumbinga ashike kongulo shione na?
Nda mogari kanene mimi wanje teha moma yoko no maguru. Nuno na wetu mbuha wigo skoli na wahara to put effort in English and mathematics.
Okay. Edina la meme oyo lilie?
Merusa.
Okay. Omwakundu kilo la dio eni pamano vakwane jimo voenga ho? Omwalogi kidomeve eni nale?
Yes.
Inanja popo la dio eni shashi watu kaningenyo Amerikano ke hulolo pol gama hai.
Thank you.
Kalungo takalungi kumifalonga ya heo uwe mwine kelela. Yeah.
Alright. We have come now to the hour of 9:52. We are going to prepare now for the moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water. We'll be back.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, we have here your people that called in from north, south, or in Windhoek, those who would like to ask for a prayer on the behalf of a family member, a friend. I pray, my Lord Jesus, that you may remove all the sickness, those who are in despair, those who are having an incurable disease, those who are listening to us from the prison, from the hospital, a sick bed. I pray, my Lord, that you may heal them, those who are sick. Let them receive their healing. Let there, my Lord, be a miracle that is going to happen inside of their life. Those who are suffering from an addiction of alcohol, of chemicals. Father, I pray that you may heal them and that you may set them free. The same way you changed Demetrius' life, you can also change this person's life if they give you a chance. In Jesus' name, bless their water, my God. And also bless, my Lord, the supporters of the Stop Suffering program, my God, of the church. Bless them as well, my God. And let them continue helping with the radio program. In Jesus' name.
Omwene kalunga kange mefimbwe lilo meilika no. Ohandiri kana kalunga kange opo uya mbeke oshilongo shetu. Kembinga ne mbinga dishe. Ovaleli voshilongo shetu kalunga kange. Ovaleli voshilongo. Ovaleli vo maungalo. Kalunga kange kwa tela komesho ovanu voe. Ohandiri kane ne kalunga kange ovanu ava veri pamwena shepeifenga. Pela dio davo kalunga kange. Veno mou juu elili no kulili. Kalunga kange eshi peifenga ha uri pamwenavo. Amonda kaikeva ujite ashike ove kalunga kange. Uri pamwe navo kesha apaveri. Vaya kula momo ujueli no kulili. Ohandi hanyene eme pradishe di. Eme podanyata. Eme podoma fingo. Eme podoma ulodi. Eme podoma uye hame. Jamo mengala mwenyo davo medina la Yesus Christus. Kalunga kange liholololo vanuvoe. Omwenene kuvelule. Omwenene kuyambeke. Omwene eshi handi ambeko meva ova nuvoe kalunga kange. Eshi tano meva na anwe ikumi palonga inenelonga yoye. Mengala mwenyo dao medina la Yesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You know. So you may drink now your water by faith. All right. So what I want to say, in case you find yourself in Windhoek, we are here in the capital at number 32 Independence Avenue, Osborne Platt, for the Gathering of Faith and Miracles. Every Sunday, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. But tomorrow, we are going to be open. Tomorrow is Friday. We are going to pray for those who are unable to sleep during the night, maybe a victim of witchcraft or suffering from panic attacks. The first service is 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 midday, 3 o'clock and 6 p.m., the main service. So I'm inviting you to come. In case you find yourself in Kadatura at Grootwinkels, where can they find the church, Pastor Sean?
Yes, in Kadatura, we are in Richard Kamohuka Street, where it meets Independence Avenue. We're just behind Grootwinkels, 6 o'clock, 7, 10, 12, 3 and 6 p.m. Sundays is 7:30 and 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. In case you find yourself in Greenwell.
Mo Greenwell, oto tuhange mo Daniel Street, popepi no Kapolif. Etungilolo lilipolakula, omo turi omo. Mongula metitano. Oto tuhange mo poha mano yongula inene. Ongeleko ya patru kangaho. Oto no elongelo kalunga lopon longo. Lopo natu, no lo poha mano.
Yes, in case you find yourself in Stop and Shop, Kurengava site.
In Okoriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAF. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
All right. Thank you. So the lines are open of the toll-free. The lines are open. You can call 7 days a week. You can call 24 hours of the day, of the night. You can call. There will be someone ready to help you. You that are in pain, you are suffering from depression or an addiction, or maybe you have nowhere else to turn to. God wants to give you this help. So you can find the nearest branch by calling the toll-free number. You can just simply say, I'm in this village or I'm in that town. I would like to find out where's the church. And you can call the toll-free number. Even though we are going to go now and we are only going to come back next week, Tuesday, because our program is every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 and every Thursday night from 9 to 10 on a weekly basis. So I would like to invite you, if you can be able to give God a chance. God is definitely going to give you a chance. You don't need to be suffering by yourself, by carrying this load of problems on your shoulders. God will never turn you away. He's going to help you. Even when you call the toll-free number, it's not going to go on voicemail. There will be someone to help you, right, Pastor Festus? Yeah, so you can call any time of the day, of the night. That's why it's a toll-free number, right, Pastor Festus? Because mm-hmm. It's just for the person to dial number and call. Mm-hmm. The number is 0800223335. You can save it. Save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah.
If you want, you can save it in your phone. And then the moment you need for prayer, you can just pick up the phone and call. Mm. And there will be somebody to help you. So we are going to go now. Okay, but we'll be back next week, Tuesday. Next week, Tuesday, 9 in the evening, 9 to 10 in the evening. Next week, Tuesday, we are going to be back with another word of faith and another testimony. We always share with you a real life story because God is the proof that He's alive and He's capable of changing your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Your life can change as well. The same way people's life have changed, testimonies, countless testimonies we brought here to the Eagle FM. God is alive. God is alive, right, Pastor Festus?
Mm-hmm.
And God, He's alive today to change people's life.
Today to change their lives. Que fimbo, kalunga, que fimbo to dengele. Omwene ote kufilo ngenda, omwene ote kumangula kujutu shakenek. Itavela, shoyobe okuitavela ikopuo. No kuninga shito duru kuninga. Show ongo diapatru kefimbo keshi.
All right. Bye-bye. Oshuete. Tot ziens. Next week.